Good day, podcast. Today we want to talk to you about resetting your respect. Resetting your respect. I want to give you a definition if you will consider what respect is to those who are around you. It is a feeling of admiration for someone because of the qualities or their achievements. So when we want to talk about respecting someone, we must think of their qualities. We must admire them. And so today I want to give you seven things to consider when you're thinking about respecting your wife. Number one, treat her with respect. Make sure your wife knows how much you value and appreciate her. That's important, that you really appreciate how much, and she knows without a shadow of a doubt how much you really value everything about her, her opinions, how she shares with you, how she encourages you. Number two, never, never demand respect. If you're going to get respect from your spouse, you don't have to demand it, because the way you live, the way you appreciate them, it will be noticed. Number three, be a servant leader around the house. Serve and lead as a servant leader. Number four, consistently put other people first, including your wife. She must be your number one queen. You should always give her the utmost respect and love. Number five, always follow through on your promises. Never break a promise. That's a quick way to lose respect. If you say something, mean it and make it happen. Number six, volunteer in the community. It's something about how your wife views you when she sees you helping other people, even outside of the home, in the community. And number seven, consider this. Carry your own weight around the house. You know, be a leader around cleaning the house. Be a leader about doing little chores and making sure that everything is in order in the house.
And respecting your husband is one of the key points. As women, it's easy for us to point out some of our husband's failures and some of the things that we don't like. But one of the things, sometimes we may be yelling, nagging, belittling, and be disrespectful. And we find that that's very ineffective when it comes down to a healthy marriage. So I would suggest, in order to reset in your relationship, in your marriage, you have to treat your husband like a king. And eventually he will begin to treat you like a queen. And the Bible tells us that we should respect our husbands. And sometimes we may not think that he deserves it. So we need to plan on how, being a Christian, we should say, nevertheless, let each one of you so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. And so we have to make sure that we respect our husbands. We have to respect him verbally. We have to respect him intellectually. And we have to respect him physically. In other words, we can't just cut him out and complain. If we want to be respected, we have to respect. And sometimes we ask, well, I don't think I should respect him because he's not respecting me. But we have to do what we're supposed to do. And we have to compliment him and treat him like that king, because God tells us to do that. And we have to align ourselves to be the woman that God is calling us to be.
Well, we're out of time. We hope to see you next time. We want to ask you, encourage you to share this on Facebook and Instagram, and spread the word. Be blessed.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.